Welcome back to Pitchside.
Is that your first?
That is my first ever intro.
Wow, he's actually ecstatic.
No, he's not. He's done it before.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Yeah, but you've done it when you were nervous and now you're not. Yeah.
I still feel it.
Look at him, guys.
I can feel the energy shining. Bright like a diamond.
I'm struggling in my arms. I don't know why.
It's probably because you keep whacking it on the table every time.
Because you're probably overusing it.
When I had physio this morning, I feel like I've just flared it up a bit.
What do you do? Just like a...
Yeah, so like bands and stuff, and I have to hold it in position.
Your arm's using muscles that it hasn't used in a long, long time.
We're talking about people who don't use their muscles or legs. Harry Maguire has been stripped of captaincy.
I really enjoyed that one.
That was a good one.
But I also... Did you see the tweet that
was? That was a good one, wasn't it? You was impressed with that.
Who is this guy? Before you do that, though...
Where have we got this guy from, by the way?
We do have to do say one thing. 200,000 subscribers.
Yeah!
Yeah. 100k and 200k in the same goddamn season year.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And Mr. Garrett is now his pictures plastered all over pitch side.
Welcome to the official.
Not as a carrot.
What that mean?
No, but you were a carrot on the actual 200k announcement.
No, that's what I was on about.
Yeah. Carrot the Garrett.
So, what do you reckon, boys?
Based off the
extrapolations, 500k by the end of the season.
Oh yeah. No, I quite enjoyed the way club thought they were going to beat us to 200k.
Didn't happen, did it, boy? No, honestly, on a reel.
Sorry.
All four of us, 500k by the end of the year?
I don't see why not.
Not the year, but the football season.
I reckon so.
You know, that's bold.
That is.
I'll take it, but yeah.
And something else happened. We got to see Tom play football, which was an experience.
Yeah.
We're just not going to talk about that today.
Well, I think enough people have seen my performance.
Yeah. We saw more of it. People watching the video, they saw less of the
We had a few practices before the two goes that actually counted.
Yeah.
he showed that in the TikTok.
Yeah, I know. You sort of just like ruined the whole magic of football video. Yeah. Lewis.
I'm sorry, man.
You really like don't... No, you should really get fired for
are
that.
You, yeah. Okay, I agree. Are you nervous, excited for the season? Bearing in mind, you will have no hair as a...
And also, Lewis, your hair's getting chopped off on the first game back. If we hit certain things in that stream, we're going to do certain targets for that stream. Also, you have no right to ever call Tom bad at football because... People haven't seen you and play football yet.
I'm class.
No, we've seen you
when we were like knocking about before, he was licking my ass. Yeah. Like, oh God, that's strutty.
Yeah. But the goal you scored was good.
Yeah.
That was it.
Look, I just think...
I admit we did do slightly dirty.
I've had worse performances than that in training.
Did any of you lot see a lot of the comments saying Fia's left foot is so sweet?
You have got a good left foot.
My left foot's better than all your right foots.
I'll be honest, I did avoid a lot of the comments of that. I just thought...
We did you dirty. We cut in more of your misses because the crossing one was funny.
Well, yeah.
In other news, Lewis has changed his shirt.
Not his jeans, though.
I got him that shirt, though. It's a nice shirt.
He's still wearing the same jeans and the same trainers he robbed off me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually avoided a lot of the comments on the Chelsea clip we did.
Which one was that?
About Rory calling everyone, like Mason Mount Judas.
I replied to someone on Twitter.
A lot of them.
I was like, get
and
alive.
You know what, them sad little freaks did?
What?
They found a tweet of mine from when I was 17 years old.
We've
saying,
all been there.
Fabregas means nothing to me now. So you know when he signed for Chelsea? And that was before the news came out about why he signed for Chelsea.
Yeah.
It's almost like people's opinions can change.
And also it's almost like I was 17 years old. But that was tweeted at the time. Everyone thought Fabregas chose Chelsea. Remember when it came out when it said actually Arsenal just didn't want to offer him a contract.
They
couldn't afford him. Hold that L.
Yeah, I mean people look. It's all opinions. People going, how dare they say that? We can have our opinion. You could not agree. It's okay.
People watching definitely have their own.
Yeah,
we are full well aware that you guys are clearly more knowledgeable than us.
Yeah. You know what I do now? I just avoid comments because it really ruins my mental health.
Go on, rattle us, boys. Really? Rattle us.
I woke up the other day. I was in a great mood. And I decided to check some comments.
That's the worst thing. You know, as soon as you wake up, that's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, so that's the only time it's ever affected me.
To pitch side comments.
You get a lot of nice ones on like the Spotify comments. YouTube is nasty. On the Spotify one, you get a lot more love.
No, do you know where the love is? Instagram.
Is that comment section?
I can approve them and stuff, but a lot of them are...
So what you're saying is the nice ones that you filter through, they're the ones that make it.
Do you know what is the key though? Just stay on Instagram and Threads. No, don't go on Twitter. Twitter's a nasty hole. It's an endless pit of negativity.
You've got to remember, like, no one ever comes up to you in person and says those things.
No. Oh, do they? They might.
I've never seen anyone be nasty.
No, they normally go, oh, I love you, man. Show that specky twat. He's got no ball knowledge.
Oh, how's Tom's arm?
Yeah.
Like 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say, I want to start a hashtag, release the x-ray.
Yeah, I've got... Oh, yeah, I can...
No, I want to release the x-ray for you.
Oh, you can, John.
because a lot of people... I've seen a few murmurs saying, oh, he got his arm fixed.
You don't have to create a hashtag.
I've seen someone the other day in the comments literally debating that it was fake.
Yeah.
It's because when we shot with Seydorf, you were already not in a cast and it looked like you were fully recovered. So, like, oh, it's a publicity stunt.
I'm still not recovered.
I don't know if you've seen the giant scar on his arm where
just
they had to
prove that it's not fake.
Lads, he's just hard as nails. Yeah. That's all it is.
He's quite literally hard as steel.
Steel.
He is the man of steel now. He is Superman.
Although I forgot my bio oil today, so I'm looking a bit dry.
Oh, the classic bio oil.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, though?
Bio oil.
Oh, bio oil.
What did you think I meant?
Bio oil.
What's that?
Bio oil.
Were you telling me just a bio oil, not instead of stop oil?
Well, I didn't know the oil was bio.
Are we going like anti-stop oil? Anyway.
Long off season, eh?
Yeah, I was going to say. Let's talk about football for someone.
Yeah,
Harry Maguire.
Did you see the tweet the way around, which was like live scenes from the board meeting room? It was just Jay from the in-betweeners going, yo, what, so I'm second reserve? Oh,
so I'm like first reserve.
Yeah, second reverse, mate.
Second reverse.
it is peak for big Harry Maguire, because he looks like he's had a great summer and he's probably been hit with that news. Like, you know when like you don't knock a man when he's already down?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But it needed to be done.
Oh, yeah. I think
that's going to be a big hit, you know, on him.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's all he had left.
I don't think...
It's either going to be a weight off his shoulder or...
I think it'll free him up to play a bit better.
So do I. I think
it can go one or two ways, though. Depends on what he's like.
Also, you don't know if Ten Hag's had the discussion that he's in his plans. Yeah. You don't know.
I feel like
he wouldn't have put that
plans.
Post if he was going to leave. I think he would have waited to leave. Do you know what I mean? If he's going to stay and Ten Hag's saying, you're part of my plans, but I'm... You're not going to be starting every week, so I want a captain who's starting every week.
Yeah.
Do you think that post...
I feel like that's why he's made that post.
But do you think it's a post... You can look at it in two ways. Obviously, he's a captain, so he probably does have to make a post about it.
I don't think he does.
But that's what I'm saying. The fact that he even made a post, do you think actually it's cut him deep. Like, he's like, I want you guys to feel sorry for me.
I don't know. Do you see what I mean? I think it's because it's Man United.
That's also a tough place to do that on social media.
Yeah.
Given how much...
You get so much shit anyway as well.
Yeah. It's not a great...
Like, I've seen he's been linked with West Ham, and he is... We've got to remember, lads, he's 30 now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I think West Ham, I think you just leave United, man. Go West Ham.
Do you reckon he'll make the World Cup squad then? If he's, what, 33 at that point, 32?
Yeah, I reckon he will. It's Southgate. But I honestly think if you're Harry Maguire, man, enjoy football.
I agree. I think
because
Man
United is a different level of scrutiny.
Yeah, I agree.
It is like you go to Manchester United, your world has just changed forever.
He's still a good player, he's still a Premier League centre.
And West Ham, they've got a lot of money.
And Europa as well.
They could be in a really good position by the end of the
season. And they've got ageing centre backs. They lost Dawson, didn't they?
So it'd be Maguire and Agird, right?
Agird, yeah.
That's a pretty good centre back partnership.
Do you know what I mean? Like, massive. I think if you're Harry Maguire, I think you should really consider what he's going to do this season.
Oh yeah, I think his best move would be to leave, but United probably won't want him to.
Who's United centre half? They got
Varane
and Martinez.
Lindelof is the first reserve.
Somewhat first reserve.
Yeah. Obviously, he said he was extremely disappointed on social media. Surely he knew it was coming though.
Yeah, you got to feel for him.
He's one of them, and he probably
takes so much stick that eventually he's got to be like, probably is my time.
Do you think it's a no-brainer who's next captain? I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, we had this discussion downstairs. Bruno, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he just does my head in, doesn't he? Like, he does everyone's
head. He's a perfect captain.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else hates him, but on your team, he's really good as well.
He gets the club as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Marcus Rashford
as captain. No,
I mean
captain leader legend.
He leads by performance, but he's not an outspoken. I don't feel like he's an outspoken individual.
Bruno's a natural leader.
Yeah,
he
is.
He's definitely like he doesn't go.
He hates losing. Yeah, he's like the only person on that United team that basically whinges until he gets a win.
Obviously, a lot going on at United right now.
What's his name?
Has he actually signed yet? It's not official, is it?
He's got the here we go.
He's had the here we go.
He's had the here we go.
Yeah, the here we go.
He's back with Ten Hag. Didn't think that was going to happen, did we?
I think United fans are going to... I think all the De Gea shaggers will soon realise within three games what a difference a goalie who can actually play does.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
But he's got a mistake in him.
He has, but every goalie has. And then,
yeah, but you'd sooner be a keeper with a mistake in you and good with the ball at your feet than a keeper with a mistake in you and not good with the ball at your feet.
I can't wait for... Oh, nah.
What's his name?
To chant out around Old Trafford.
No, that is never... If that happens, they can't, liquidate the club.
It is Manchester, so I wouldn't put it past them creating that.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Is that a Manchester hater going on here?
Well, you don't like Manchester?
Yeah, no, in terms of chants,
they've got a great beer keller.
Yeah, it's Albert Schloss. There's one in Birmingham. It's better, though.
What? Really?
Albert.
Just saying in terms of chance.
Yeah, well, if you want to disrespect one of the biggest cities in the country, you do that. So anyway.
Do you know what I'm feeling Ten Hag sort of given me, sort of what energy he's given me? He's given me Pep, he's given me Pep Guardiola energy.
Yeah, because he's bold.
Bold in more than one way.
Oh, that's...
Because he makes bold decisions and he's hairless.
Exactly.
No, he's given me Pep energy because he's ruthless. As in, if a player wants to leave or if a player is not good for the club, he'll just sort them out.
Ronaldo,
David De Gea, Harry Maguire stripped of captaincy. It's these tough decisions that maybe you...
Yeah, but that's why they brought him in as a manager because he is
ruthless,
elite level manager.
But do you know what I mean?
That someone to
he clearly is the right
club at the club. Yeah,
yeah, but you can be a great manager and you can't, and a lot of the great managers weren't necessarily as ruthless as say Pep is or Fergie.
No,
or,
but what I'm
saying?
Ten Hag understands what his goals and his plans are.
He's a clear, and he's a clear plan, isn't there?
He's not going to let things get in his way to do that. I think that's the difference, isn't it? Arteta's the same, but I don't think he's as cutthroat, or at least publicly, it doesn't seem like he is.
I feel like Solskjaer was like the substitute teacher who you can just like
get away with everything. Yeah,
Which retrospectively, like he got them results, but not to the degree that Ten Hag will do in future.
It was never going to be long-lasting, though, wasn't it? Because of that environment.
How do you think United are actually going to do this season?
Too much power, right?
I've got them second.
Yeah, me too. That's what... Well, we did there.
And I got cooked for that, and I don't understand why, but...
Well, you need a striker for that.
No, if they get...
I think they might. I think United will get a striker.
Yeah, if they get a striker, I think they're...
I really do.
Can you imagine they do end up with Kane?
I think he'll push and he'll push
until he can't push anymore.
They do need a striker. Hoyland
is the favourite, right?
Yeah, but do you not? I get
a bit
that.
Young.
Yeah, do you not think as United, like they just want they want a world class number nine. They want someone who.
Yeah, but
they had
that with like Cavani. They had that with Ibra. I know they were old.
It passed it, though,
but
yeah.
But they're already established strikers. I think they're looking for a guy that they can nurture up, or at least that's Ten Hag's style of football, isn't it?
But Ten Hag's used to having big number nines, isn't he? And that Hoyland isn't that. It's like a small, rapid.
I thought is he not quite tall?
I don't think so. For the video I've seen of him, he doesn't look tall. Oh. I don't know his exact height. I've seen that one when he's bursting through and he misses the one on one. Absolutely rapid. There's no way he's tall. Doesn't look it.
Most people are tall compared to you, though.
That's fucking rude.
6'3"?
Yeah. He's pretty tall.
Is he really 6'3"?
That's what I thought.
Right, am I looking at the wrong? How do you spell his name?
H-O-J-L. Is he really?
Yeah, I told you. Yeah. He's from Scandinavia. They're all giant.
Oh, I'll take that
they're
back.
Vikings, aren't they?
Yeah,
I'll take that back. He's fucking rapid.
They've brought in Haaland V2 to try and compete with Haaland.
He's faster than Haaland.
Probably.
Mate, he is. He's rapid.
Have you seen Haaland's stride length?
Now, this kid, the videos I've seen of him, he is...
Are you talking about the same guy?
Atalanta.
Yeah, that's
he's rapid.
Yeah, yeah, but he's a big guy.
Fuck. Maybe he runs out fast. He looks smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, lads, the greatest signing in the history of football has happened. Declan Rice to Arsenal.
That time, isn't it? Jesus.
Confirmed. And I'm yelling timber.
Yeah, but same week, right?
Same week.
Very, very good bit of business. In terms of 34 million for timber.
I think, yeah, you'll probably get top four now.
Oh, you think the two...
I think Arsenal could actually...
What's that?
See it.
They could win the league.
We should do.
I mean,
in terms of...
Mate, look at the team they've bought.
You think you should win the league?
No, I mean, if you're going to spend $200 million, if you're going to spend $200 million,
it's Man City,
you should, really.
I don't even think
Arsenal will get a trophy this season. We could even do the Cup doubled, League Cup and FA Cup.
I agree. Realistically, do you not think if with the squad that we already have and you spend 200 million on top of that, get probably the best young centre midfielder in the league.
Yeah. You should be up there. I feel like you should be above Man City, who have obviously they haven't spent.
These are purchases.
Mate, Man City have lost a lot of players.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's just hard to come over the idea that, like...
I don't think we will.
So you're saying you should be the favourites for that?
No, not favourites. Okay. But the
expectation should be to win it.
I agree with that.
They won't, but that should be the expectation. Yeah.
I think at minimum is silverware. At minimum.
Yeah, I agree.
This year?
Yeah.
If you don't get silverware, then it's bye-bye.
I think Arteta realises that as well.
Yeah,
I feel like he's a shrewd guy.
The time is now.
Yeah, you'll find a way to bottle it.
What
did you just say?
You'll find a way to bottle it.
I thought you said to buy it.
You're inherently weak.
Well, we left competitions last season, didn't we? Quote unquote.
Yeah, right.
To concentrate on the league.
I think
this year I think we're going to be a bit more ruthless.
Also, have you noticed Jorginho is still at the club?
Yeah, I said this. I said this and you were like, no, he's left.
I thought he was going to Italy.
I thought that as well, but
he's training.
Yeah, he's still there.
He's still at the club.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Partey's going to leave, isn't he?
Is he?
Apparently he's going Saudi.
But apparently so, but that's been like the rumour for the last month. He doesn't seem to be...
Boys, Declan Rice at Arsenal it's actually made me so excited for the year. I'm so excited. I've become more of a fan.
Yeah. You're a fan of players, right?
Yeah.
And you're a fan of Deck and he's at the club that you
I am so gassed. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it would be...
I agree.
It looks weird, though.
Can't relate. Yeah, he doesn't look right in that
It looks... Yeah, but that's because it's like Kai Havertz.
I thought Mount would look weird, but he doesn't.
Good in red.
But Rice does not look good in red.
Havertz looks fine in the Arsenal.
Yeah, I think
Havertz looks
right.
But you look at these... It's so weird because you look at these players, like he's a Chelsea player, he's West Ham.
You know, like I think it's also because I expected him to wear...
But it's quite weird that Arsenal are buying from clubs around us.
He looked good in the blue of Chelsea.
But Rice is one of those that, you know, you go back a few... Well, certainly over a decade, and you look like Frank Lampard. When he left West Ham, you thought, oh, that's what Chelsea are.
Mate, I'm not that old.
No, but I'm saying in a new kit, you go, oh, that's weird. But then in five years' time, when Declan Rice is like... You know, Arsenal. The main man at Arsenal. It doesn't look weird at all.
It's just captain, leader, legend.
Absolutely, thing. that's the plan, isn't it?
But now, do you know what I'm liking about these Arteta signings, or one of them at least? Maybe you could say the same for Timber. Is that he's signing leaders, characters?
Yeah,
you've got Ødegaard as the captain. Yes,
you've literally signed three players, and only one of them's a confirmed leader.
Nah, yelling Timber's quite good.
No, we don't know if he's a leader.
Oh, mate, come on, he's Timber.
He had a big impact at Ajax. Yeah. You can tell by his leader.
Kai Havertz's not really that much of a leader.
No, but Declan Rice is. Even though Ødegaard's the captain, Declan Rice is going to be a huge voice.
Yeah.
Once he's got his, the nerves over.
Given how young the players are, yeah.
I don't think he'll be nervous. I don't think he's that type.
Look, Rice?
What, when he first joined? He's still going to be a bit nervous.
Yeah, I think he'll embrace it.
No, I think he...
He knows a few of the boys there.
I don't think he's the type to... I think he'll
Did you hear Ian Wright on that podcast? I don't know what podcast he appeared on.
Oh, did he just persuade him to come?
Yeah. And they were like, so Ian, were you tapping up Rice? He was like, of course I was! I'm an Arsenal fan! I thought I'd join Saka!
The transfer should be... invalid.
Why?
Because it's cheating.
Why?
But he's not associated with the club, is he?
He's paid by them.
No, he's not.
He's an ambassador.
Surely that's freelance, isn't
he's
it?
On a wage.
But hang on a minute.
I don't think he's on a wage.
What's wrong with, as a fan, what do you mean by that?
Dodgy.
Like, don't
Arsenal being dodgy again, spending loads of money.
Mate, that's like when... Bellingham get invited to like Real Madrid a few months ago, like to like go have a tour and like come to a match and stuff?
Yeah, but that is technically tapping up.
Jordan Henderson tried.
They'd word it as something else, but you're not allowed to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Boring.
It's like when Chelsea got done for when they signed Ashley Cole because they held meetings with him like 6 months before. While he's under contract, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, that was.
I don't think
that.
It was unless you get permission. I don't think it was necessarily a meeting that Ian Wright had. I think he saw him on the England training. No, yeah, it was go Arsenal, mate.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Oh, fuck, you know.
I'm joking about Ian Wright. He's not. I don't think he's employed by Arsenal, but
he's not. He's not.
I'll prove it,
Ian.
All I can say is Ian did right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he made any difference.
I this is all my dreams that have come true, you know.
It's probably all the money.
This is actually like, I've never been more excited for a signing in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know
is
why.
Is there anyone else in the Premier League different? That would be more, you'd be more no. enthusiastic about?
No, not one player.
Really?
Not one player. Oh, the only person who could top this going to Arsenal is Mbappe.
What the fuck are you on about?
Just because you...
No, but as a person, yeah, like, that's how excited I have this signing.
What about Bellingham?
Yeah. That would get me hard.
And more than Rice? Because you had Bellingham ahead
no,
of Rice.
No, no, no. Yeah. But no, but on a I'm talking about on a personal level. This is like the most excited I've been about a signing in my life.
Why? Why not Bellingham?
I don't know. It's just so sick.
What about if you signed De Bruyne or Haaland?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
There's more to life about talent.
So what?
Yeah, it's all about art.
What the hell are you on about then?
The hell are you on about, man? Stop asking me these weird questions.
I'm only asking.
You're freaking me out. Anyways, we're going to win the fucking league. What's going on with Harry Kane and Bayern Munich?
Hopefully nothing.
It would be a letdown.
I'd be really, really let down if he went to Bayern.
Well, it looks like he's staying, right?
I don't know.
The longer it goes... Wait, what, interested to leave?
Yeah, they're...
You know why, don't you? He doesn't understand the new manager. Harry, I know you're a guy over there, mate.
Did you watch him or not once?
No, good. I didn't.
He's very good.
Harry Kane?
Yeah.
I got baited by a clip.
Oh, yeah.
I did see that one as well.
I just think...
He's a really nice guy.
Out of all the teams he could go to, yeah, Harry Kane. Why Bayern Munich?
Champions maybe League, biggest maybe. Club in Germany, one of the biggest clubs in the world.
Yeah,
maybe there's good golf courses in Germany.
Yeah,
maybe that's another reason.
Yeah, but surely,
I do think like
he would miss out
family as well.
There's a lot to it.
Also, I don't want to be that guy, but year in Germany before the Euros in where?
Germany.
What does that mean?
No, just acclimatised.
Oh, right.
Acclimatised to the same weather as England.
Yeah, exactly.
Just acclimatised to the eventual semi-final loss.
Or you can understand the fans a bit better. You know, hanging around people in Germany.
Yeah, true. Okay,
he's going to stay and he'll leave on a free to United next year.
No, he won't. If they get Hoyland,
I think if he stays, he'll sign a new contract.
If he stays for good.
Yeah.
Harry Kane is going to retire at Tottenham.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. If they win something...
What if he retires at Tottenham and still has a court shearer?
What if he wins?
No, he will.
Yeah, but he might win the Euros and the World Cup, though.
Exactly, yeah.
What? You think England are going to win the Euros and the World
Who's
Cup?
England?
England.
You think England will win the Euros and the World Cup?
No,
if we
I don't.
Win one, why not go back to back?
Yeah, no. You know what? With the under-21s cup, oh, Bellingham and... Oh, yeah. Arsenal,
oh,
yeah. Poor Harry Kane. Strength, he seems like a nice lad. Look, Newcastle are not over yet.
Is this true?
There's loads of reports and it's from like an Italian source.
The thing is, I saw Kvaratskhelia being linked to Newcastle like 2 months before the end of the season ended.
Yeah, well, we should say what we're talking about here because we just sort of quickly... So Newcastle have rumored to put an 82 million bid in for him.
Yeah. 82 million bid, man.
Yeah, and they've also apparently already said they're going to offer 85 if he gets rejected, so it's going to get rejected. So
yeah, that's the worst.
I've never saw that, what?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's quite possibly the worst negotiation tactics I've ever heard in my life.
The one I saw
if you don't want 82, we are going to give you 85, but...
They're preparing, if he gets rejected, they're preparing an £85 million bid, so it's going to be an £85 million bid.
Do you find it so weird, like, what's 3 million quid to, like, Napoli?
Oh, Napoli, I don't...
Do you know what I mean, though?
I mean, it's still 3 million quid.
I know you can pay for a lot of wages and whatnot, but
it's
the grand
also, it's also the principle of someone saying, I will pay 85 million, but here's 82. We'll go, well, no, I'll just wait for it.
Can Newcastle afford that with fair play?
No. So, like, that means there has to be outgoings.
And ASM could go Saudi, right?
That's where it gets dodgy because they're technically an affiliated club.
You mean you.
Well, no, they're not affiliated. Club. They're owned by the same owners.
Yeah, you mean you're selling a player
to yourself
to a club that is also. Owned but by the same
wait, can Newcastle sell any players to any team in Saudi?
I think so, yeah. I don't think there's a rule on it.
Barring the four that you own, that's legal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's fucked up.
The thing is, I don't want ASM gone anyways. That'll be a massive
not
disappointment.
Not everyone, and you just said everyone else is doing it. No, they're not.
But everyone's going...
No, they're not.
Well, Chelsea are.
They're not owned by... They're not.
No, I mean, everyone else is selling and rinsing Saudi for money. At
yeah,
the
no,
moment.
No, but they're
so
not selling to themselves.
I don't think they're rinsing Saudi for money either.
Like 40 million for Fabinho.
Yeah, but Liverpool aren't owned by the same.
I know, but it's like
owners. If they get the club they're selling to.
If Jordan Henderson goes to Saudi Arabia, football is finished.
We've got a big problem, by the way, because if we keep a blind eye to all these transfers in Saudi, there won't be any Premier League players left by like next season. Mahrez is going as well.
Is he going?
Yeah. Al Ahly.
Jesus.
Al Ahly. Ahly. Yeah, Al Ahly.
He won his fight. GG.
He did win his fight.
Wait, is Hendo actually going as well?
Yeah, 10 million.
GG.
He'll be on like 700k a week, I think it was.
700 grand a week.
I respect
mental.
It.
Mental. That's the giant Steven Gerrard.
Collect your bag, bro.
Yeah, is it the same team?
I think so, yeah.
El Etiquet.
Yo, that clip of Stevie G doing training has got me so.
No communication!
Yeah, and then they do it, and then he stops and he's like, go back.
I respect, man. I'm going to tune in. Get on fucking YouTube TV or something.
So, just to get this straight, as the only Newcastle correspondent we have available to us.
Yes.
I'm giving him more credit than he deserves. Yeah, like no Harvey Barnes then? Is that you're going for Kvaratskhelia instead?
I'm trying not to fall into like the Newcastle fan group at the moment who are like, why aren't we doing
because
any business
they all hate
staying
patient?
I'm trying to stay patient.
Yeah.
But it is getting to the point where
I just
like,
lost my password.
It's getting to the point where it's like, oh well, lads, let's not take the piss because like we went 2-0 down to Gateshead. And
wait, what?
That's fake Newcastle.
You lost to Gates.
No, we
you
won 3-2.
Lost the Newcastle
and admittedly,
team.
We had reserves. And we had like seven defenders on and targeting.
Gated.
Yeah. We're 2-0 down. It's all right.
Are they like Farnham's league?
Wait, please tell me Tenali's debut wasn't against. Gated.
No, it wasn't. He would have been here. I swear it was pouring down. And Tenali was there, and he would be like,
"It's so funny." By the way, Tenali, they've gone right pre-season friendly games, boys. We're traveling across the bridge. So Holly's going, what the f*** is this?
No, God, to be fair, we are going to America, to be fair. But no, we need players. And it's like pretty, like Howell's saying, we need reinforcements quick. And we're just not putting bids in. Like we want Barnes, but we've just
I'm confused by this because you, like the whole point of doing good business is doing it at the start of the summer so you can train. And Newcastle notoriously under the new ownership and Eddie Howe have done good business. So I think actually you're effed and you're not going to do any business.
Well, you know the big problem.
We just won't sell anyone. No one wants
the big problem
us.
Is your owners are concentrating on buying everyone for the Saudi League. So they've forgotten about the English club.
Have you ever thought about the fact that they use Newcastle as a distraction?
Nah.
And actually you're going to be fucked.
Nah, well they wanted to buy teams from like the other Europe's top five leagues now because apparently
I don't like that.
I want to be the main.
They're
focus.
Playing football risk.
Yeah,
they're just like
football
buying,
risk
buying
with zero risk.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he's gonna back chat
now. But the issue is, we need to sell, and no one wants to buy our players because they're all shit. Like, who wants to buy Hendrix?
I'll go for 200k a week to Saudi.
The problem
That's
is
not going to benefit Newcastle, is it?
The problem is. At the start of this whole like Saudi takes over the world kind of vibe is that Jacob Murphy and co were like worth 20 million. But now Benzema and Mahrez and Kante and all these amazing players are linked. Nobody wants Jacob Murphy.
I don't want Jacob Murphy to leave.
Oh, who was the one that was linked then?
We need Fraser out. Hayden needs to go. Hendrix needs to go. There's so many players from like the Brucey era.
Whoever's linked to the start and everyone's going, all right, we'll send them off. That's fine. But now, because they've spent so much money on good players, the shit players aren't worth anything now.
They can chew higher, can't they? So it's sad times.
Such a sad time, honestly. That is just so sad.
Oh, it's better than the Steve Bruce era anyway. If you're moaning about who you're going to get out of Harvey Barnes and Kvaratskhelia, then I think times have changed.
Who's the worst manager Newcastle have ever had?
Steve Bruce comes to mind, but like we've had so many. But like,
is that because you only started supporting Newcastle like 3 years ago?
I was Sunderland fan until the takeover.
Middlesbrough. Aren't you closer to them?
You're a Quidditch fan anyway. You're from Durham.
Are you not Durham FC?
I'm not from Durham. I'm not that posh.
Gryffindor.
I'm not out there. Now, Steve Bruce. And what would you say for Arsenal or West Brom? Must be Steve Bruce as well. To be fair,
we didn't have him in the Prem.
It was probably when Freddie Lindberg was interim. Actually, he did all right. To be fair.
In terms of worst football I've watched.
The manager.
The manager, probably Emery.
But you weren't even that bad.
No, he wasn't bad, but we didn't play exciting.
Joe Kinnear. Can you not remember Joe Kinnear?
Yeah.
He wanted us to sign Ferguson, I think it was, from like a League Two team, and he didn't realise he was on loan from Newcastle.
Yeah. Remember when he had that rant in the press room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I've only ever known Arsene Wenger.
We've got a few.
You know what I mean?
I'd go Probably Pepe Mel or Alan Irvine or Tony Pulis. Jesus.
Nah. Yeah, but that's because the style of football, right?
I mean, yeah, Pulis did all right for a year or two, but he basically got us relegated then dipped before we officially got relegated just to protect his record of never being relegated.
What about Prem history?
I heard he left the club going,
what about like in Prem history? Who were the worst?
The worst manager in Prem history?
Yeah, like the...
De Boer, surely.
That was poor. Did he manage anyone afterwards?
Weren't it only like... How many games was it?
Seven?
Yeah, I think that's harsh.
Yeah, for me, a most manager, someone who stuck around and like just destroyed a club single-handedly.
Nathan Jones. Considering he's the best manager of all time.
Do you listen to the Lampard interview with Stephen Bartlett?
No, not really yet.
Interesting. He's very honest about everything that went on at Chelsea and everything.
Well, he basically
just said like, I went in, obviously like accepting the challenge and thinking I can turn this around. But
Which time?
The second time.
Okay, second time.
And when he got in there, he was like, oh shit, there's just too many players. You can't, because when you've got a squad of 32 players, it's like 16 players are not even in the squad. Mm. So that's 16 players who are constantly pissed off, who ruin the whole atmosphere.
It's like adult nursery.
Yeah. Because you know what they say though, don't you?
I don't know. Go on.
One...
Please stop.
Good bad.
Here's the lonely.
No, what's the thing? It's like one
bad apple.
One bad apple
ruins the bunch.
The entire apple, but one good apple over time creates more good apples.
Did Stephen Bartlett say that?
Jesus.
No, they said it in a much better way.
Christ. Did you have an aneurysm while you were saying that?
The point's still valid.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
Go on, bring it in.
We are now going to rank the top 10 goalkeepers in world football.
See, because we know so much about football and we get the lists right every week and you guys confirm that we all know.
Yep.
We've done strikers and that went down like a sack of shit.
Well, only because
I got a lot of people agreeing with me.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. I can't lie. I don't think anyone agreed Lacazette fifth best striker in the world, but I'll let you off.
Thank you.
Centre mids, again, another controversial topic, but goalkeepers... I'm
happy with this list, I'll be honest. This is the first list I'm really happy with.
I feel like we're all going to pick the same 10-ish, but in a different order.
Yeah, I'll probably agree with that.
You go first then.
No, I want him to go first. Yeah, because he usually copies.
No, who's going first? Oh, you're going first. All right.
Now, it was quite an interesting one because like, realistically, like how much of goalies do we watch around the world?
This is a good point.
I hate this argument.
But a lot of mine are based on World Cup, Champions League.
Yeah. And just like prowess.
There's no way.
And what people online say, because that's...
No, I don't watch the Bundesliga every week, but there's fucking players in the Bundesliga we watch or have watched.
Hey?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying...
Number 10 for me is... I've also based this on like how long have they been good for? Does that make sense? Has to count
longevity.
So you're not just going as of today.
No, I've done longevity.
So Buffon.
Buffon number 10. No,
you
go pin. Number 10, I've done Oblak. 31 goals conceded.
You forgot him, haven't you?
No.
16.
I've got him really high.
I've got him high as well.
16 clean sheets in 22-23.
Yeah, 10 shocking.
You know, shocking. The year before, he was... So bad though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
I feel like a lot of goalies tend to have like one bad year or something.
But wait until you hear my list because I think it's respectable.
I think 10's harsh for him. Okay. He's very good. Oblak.
Okay. Oblak. Oblong.
Oblak. Oblak.
Number 9, World Cup hero. Bonu.
Yeah.
Who?
Bonu, Moroccan keeper.
Seville.
Oh, yeah.
He
was pretty good, wasn't he?
I mean,
no one thought they'd get to where they did.
They won the Europa League as well.
Yeah.
So.
All right, he's a good keeper.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Oh, no. Number 8, Magnon, AC Milan.
Yeah.
I know he did.
I've got him in mind.
I got him really high. Have I gone wrong?
No.
Obviously, I know
he did say he's probably going to be similar.
He did get injured during the season. They struggled without him a little bit, but that just shows.
Yeah, he's very good. I'm surprised there hasn't been clubs coming for him.
Yeah. Number 7, maybe I put him too high, but I just thought out of respect to what he's done throughout his career, I thought Neuer, number 7. Obviously, I know he had that broken leg from skiing, and he did miss a lot of the season. But you're not going to say no to Neuer being in goal. Do you know what
I mean?
Plus,
I think
he commands when he's in there.
Sommer had a few stinkers as well last year. He showed how good
Neuer. Like Neuer is so
you got him, Sommer. Oh, yeah.
Neuer is so big and just like.
I think Neuer's probably the best goal I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, I put it up there.
But he's got his own position, hasn't he?
He's
like a proper sweeper.
He's crazy. He's a lunatic. Number six, Emi Martinez.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because of the world, like save in the World Cup.
Two seasons ago when he first joined Villa, he was immense.
Yeah, he was.
I will say.
Even to the point where Arsenal, some fans were like,
I know obviously Messi, you know, won them the World Cup. But actually, Martinez single-handedly did win them the World Cup with that save.
Yeah, Colomwani should have scored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five, you lot might disagree with this, Donnarumma.
He's on mine, but
I think he's...
Head, that's
he's,
right.
He's ridiculous.
He's still right up there.
I really don't rate him.
He's like 10 years old still.
I really don't rate him.
Mate.
Really, he lives off that Euros. I really don't. I think
he's sensating.
He's clumsy. I don't rate him.
So young still, mate.
I don't care. I don't rate him.
Clumsy.
Yeah, I think he's clumsy. I think he's poor with his feet. I think he lives off that Euros. I don't rate him at all.
No, I really rate Donnarumma.
My list, I think.
Number four, I've got Ederson.
Yeah. I think we're all going to have the same top four.
Number three, I've got Ter Stegen.
Yeah.
Only 16 goals conceded in La Liga last year. Pretty goddamn good.
He broke the record, which was held by Oblak.
Number two, Courtois.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to have him number one, but after Alisson's season this
season, we're all going to have the same
Alisson
top four.
Number one.
My list is so different. I'm going to get cut.
Really?
I think so. Cool. Either that or I don't know anything about goalkeepers.
So, so to recap, and on Oblak, Bono, Maignan, Neuer, Martinez, Donnarumma, Ederson, Ter Stegen, Courtois, Alisson.
I'm amazed there's one you haven't got in.
Ramsdale.
Yeah.
Ten, is he?
I've got Ramsdale in one.
Yeah, always put him in. But the only reason I didn't put him, I was going to put him 10, but I thought I'd respect people's longevity in their careers first.
I've just gone with if I had to pick goalies like today or tomorrow.
That's fair enough.
Mate. All right, well, I'm going to get this out of the way because it is about time that I'm the one that gets some fire on this show. In at 10, I've got Neuer.
Yeah, it's fine.
So I didn't know if that was too low for him or whatnot. Number 9, Ter Stegen.
Oh my God.
What?
Are you joking?
Why? Why?
You've got Ter Stegen, 9.
I feel like there's 8 goalkeepers that are better than him.
Oh my God, he's amazing. I know you're joking.
Mate,
there is not.
He conceded 16 goals in the league.
There is not 8 better.
16 goals.
Well, I wasn't going to change it mid-thing. So
you know how insane that is? 16 goals.
Hey, Barcelona fans, cook me, man.
Chelsea.
Listen, Barca fans, I put Pedri in the top 10, all right? Just remember that.
There is not 8 better goalies than him. In the world.
No, you're right. But I'm going with it anyway. I'm not going to change it. So it is what it is. 8, Donnarumma. He's in my...
Yeah. I mean,
7, Ederson.
7?
If you want a goalkeeper that can play midfield, he's pretty good. But an actual goalkeeper...
Nah, that's poor, mate.
No, he's not.
That's poor.
But you're
not. He's not.
What?
I don't think he's that good.
Well, why have you put him above Ter Stegen then?
What? Well, I think he's better than him, but I don't think he's top 5 material.
Yeah, you're cooked, mate.
6, Bounou.
Bounou.
5, Emi Martinez. 4,
Martinez is better than Ederson.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I really do. As a goalkeeper, I think he's a leader. I think he's a
I actually think Ederson's underrated as a goalie nowadays.
No, I'm not.
He's made a few bad...
A goalkeeper is playing the position how you want to be played in the team. So, for example, use your feet more.
Yeah, I completely get that. And for City, he is suited.
Yeah, so what you're saying...
Ortega has been as good as Ederson when he's had to come in and play. Ederson is very mistake-prone.
What the...
And if you watch him regularly, you'll realise that. I promise you, City fans correct me, otherwise...
I think you're being harsh.
4, Oblak. 3, Mike Maignan.
Jesus.
Maignan? What did you do?
What?
Just get your dinner.
So you're having Maignan over Stegen?
Yeah, I think he's the nuts.
Oh, God.
And there's a reason why he's been linked with pretty much every club in the world.
Yeah, but no club's got in for him.
Yeah, I mean...
When there's a lot of clubs looking for goalies.
Yeah, but you've been
2, Courtois, 1, Alisson. Alisson is remarkably clear of the rest of this list. I just want that to be...
I wouldn't say remarkably clear.
No, he is.
Yeah, I think Courtois is a lot. Alisson
is the most complete keeper that.
Yeah.
But literally last year, Courtois was the best goalie in the world.
Nah, I don't think he was.
No, he had a really good Champions League.
Well, where's Onana? What's your name?
Not in my top 10.
He's not in yours either.
I know, just putting it out there, man.
Well, I've got him 10th. Onana. Yeah, I really like him. I know he's a bit mental, but I feel like he makes up for it for how good he is with his feet. And in today's day and age, I prefer goalies who are really good with their feet than the odd clanger. Because, mate, they're all a much of a muchness when it comes to shot stopping and things like that. You get some who are more commanding, some who are more agile. Yeah, that's a much of a muchness. But what sets the best apart at the minute is being an extra man for their team.
Yeah, it does. Very much of the match.
No, I still think you have
that's
to...
That's why United have struggled so much with De Gea.
Yeah, correct, because...
He gives the ball away that much and he's not an extra man. It stops everything.
Yeah, but your part of being a goalkeeper is you have to save the ball.
Yeah,
they all do.
No, Edison does not do that.
He does, man.
He's got one of the worst shot save discrepancies from the Premier League last season.
Mate, we're talking about some of the most elite goalkeepers in the world, and you're saying they're not shot stoppers.
I'd still prioritise shot stopping over being good with my feet.
But my point is, Edison isn't so bad with his shot stopping that
he's not.
I think you'll find a lot of say League Two goalkeepers are as good as shot stopping as some of these top class keepers. What separates them is their ability to play with their feet, their concentration, how much they command the box. So it's more than just shot stopping you need in a goalkeeper.
My list is based on the priority of goal, like what I'd want from my goal.
Like a free kick challenge.
Yeah.
Right. 9, I've got Emi Martinez. 8, Manuel Neuer.
I'd have mine as high.
Yeah, I think
I think he's a bit stiff with his feet, but he's still a really good goalie.
Stiffy.
7, I've got Ramsdale. 6, Moynan. 5, Oblak, and then 4, Edison, 3, Ter Stegen, 2, Courtois, 1.
Yeah,
Ramsdale 7, I respect.
Yeah,
I really rate Ramsdale.
Yeah, so do I.
I really rate him.
I fully agree with you. I just went down on the...
And I mean, Neuer, obviously, 8th is only because he barely played last year. I think Ter Stegen now starts ahead of him, doesn't he, for Germany?
Yeah, has
And Neuer's not too happy about that.
Yeah, he's just getting on a bit, but I think he's still... You don't just lose... all that ability.
He's just so big. Can you imagine taking a penalty against Neuer?
And he did like revolutionise the position. He came second in a Ballon d'Or, I'm pretty sure.
And you remember, he had a lot of weight on his shoulders after Oliver Kahn retired.
I was seeing.
But how much weight are we putting on longevity here? Because if you wanted to pick a goalkeeper for your team for next season, I'd
take any one of them in the list.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm saying... You're not going to come to mind and go, oh yeah, Manuel Neuer.
No,
I think he's a little bit over the hill.
Yeah, but that's why he's 8th.
No, I know that part, but I mean,
I still think he's probably top 10 in the world. Well, I do think he is.
Ramsdale 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the perfect modern goalkeeper. Yeah,
yeah. Apologies, Barcelona fans. Is what it is.
You've had a stinker with.
No, you should say why are you apologising, man? You made your list. Say it with chest.
That's what I said. Yourself. I said apologies, Barcelona fans. It is what it is.
Yeah, apologies. He doesn't know ball.
Yep, I respect the Ramsdale shout massively.
I was going to put him in, but
I'm a respectful guy.
Yeah,
I don't know if he is top 10 yet.
Ooh. Ooh.
No, Nick Pops.
Oh,
we haven't done your list.
Oh, have you got your list?
I swear to God, if
if Nick Pope's in this list, leave.
So do you think...
If Pope's in this list, I know you do it for views and not you actually believe it.
Before
you'll lose credibility.
Before he starts, do you think Ramsdale's the best of the three English keepers?
Yeah, I do.
It's going to sound weird, but I still don't... I wouldn't be annoyed if Pickford starts. Because he trusts him and he performs for England, doesn't he?
And he's got English experience.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I echo the sentiment.
It's a bit like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't even be annoyed if Maguire starts because he plays well for England. He just does.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's the second best defender we've got, second best centre-half.
So true, man.
I'd like to start seeing Stones and Cole Will together for England.
Yeah, that'd be sexual.
That would, with the left foot of Cole Will.
Yeah.
I think, oh shit.
Go on, Luke.
Yeah, I am scared for this list, not going to lie.
Mine's probably worse, so don't panic, mate.
Yeah, it just, you know what, it's hard because I feel like when you judge a goalkeeper, it's way more emotional. Like, you don't pay attention to, like, the good stuff.
I wasn't emotional at all whilst doing this.
I sort of get what you mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not paying attention to all the good things.
A lot of the time, sometimes you formulate a basis of how good they are from mistakes that you remember.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the most sort of...
But isn't that...
visceral thing that you can... And for you guys have all put Edison top four, but in my mind, I only ever remember him when he's...
Yeah, and there's only for Stegen's nine.
And see, that is probably bad.
If Edison has a howler, there's less opportunity for him to make up for it. It's not like he's outfield, he can get on the ball and do it.
And also, when he makes a howler, they're usually on telly or straight away on Twitter.
Yeah, true.
Whereas Nick Pope ain't, because no one watches Newcastle because they're a wash club.
Do you think this is the same about, say, back in the day, like Dida, Buffon?
Oh, mate.
A lot of people didn't... The mistakes just weren't televised.
You speak to people about players like, I don't know...
Peter Shilton.
Any player of all time, I don't know, from 20 years ago, like Ferdinand or Terry, you speak to anyone, they never had a bad game.
No,
They fucking did. They had bad seasons, their mistakes weren't up on Twitter a second after they made that mistake, like Van Dijk's are. Or...
And you have people who have agendas against certain players, so they'll jump on it.
Yeah, and that's why Lloris was 51st in
But it'll be funny, because in 20 years, people will forget about the compilations made about, I don't know, Van Dijk.
Because you get moments.
And people
go,
oh, well, he came second in Ballon d'Or. Like, he never had a bad fucking year. When, you know, everyone has bad games and bad seasons. And
just before you start, the only real rankings that matter are goalkeepers that watch pitch side. So if goalkeepers are watching, do your top 10, because you have the best idea of keepers.
Yeah, Aaron, if you're watching, let us know your top 10.
You want about Ramsdale?
Yeah.
And also remember who put you in the top 10 and not...
I'm sure he really cares.
Not the Arsenal fans.
Okay, then. Well, the 10th, I have my nan, apparently, to pronounce.
Why is she
really
there,
scared
mate?
Of seeing. 9th, Neuer. 8th, Raya.
I've nearly put him in.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't mind it, you know.
You can't,
don't mind it.
I'm not picking people because they're playing for the top teams in the world. Brentford can also have world-class players, and that's
little
what Raya is, man.
You think he's a world-class player?
Goalie in the world?
Currently, yes. I'm not doing it off longevity. I'm picking the top 10 now.
He was nearly
10
for me.
He's had an unbelievable season.
I mean, I thought of him, but then I thought of better ones.
I don't think he's the 8th best goalie in the world.
I think that's
7th, Martinez. Unreal. Yeah. Honestly, he's unfortunately not get high for me.
This is getting too high, and you've not mentioned Pope already.
No. I've been clever. 6th, Ter Stegen.
Jesus, that is low, man.
And 5th,
so low.
And 5th, and Ramsdale.
Oh, I love it.
You think Ramsdale's better than Ter Stegen?
Well, obviously, I'm more biased towards Ramsdale because I watch him more often. So obviously, that's coming into it.
Is so good.
But like, I just think Ramsdale's like fucking phenomenal as well, and he's so young as well. How old's Ramsdale?
24.
That's ridiculous. Well. That life. 4th, All Black.
Yeah. 3rd, Nick Pope.
Yeah. 3rd, Nick Pope.
It's outrageous, man.
It's not outrageous.
Nah, you've lost all respect for the
I didn't have respect to start with, to be fair. But lads, no, this is the thing. You're picking people based on
honestly,
the teams that they play for.
People are going to forget I said to Stegen 9th.
What is the point?
Thank you, Lewis Bowden.
I understand it's all about views and clicks, but
no,
come
that's
on, bro.
Not what it is. That annoys. Do you know what? We can cut this out of the pod if it comes down to it. But Nick Pope is, in my opinion, 3rd best. He's a fucking phenomenal sweeper keeper. He plays a vital role in our entire system now because we can play high.
You know when you say shit like this right now. I'm looking at the weather in Europe. I can't be arsed with what you're talking
quick
about.
Quick question. What? So your top two is Courtois and then Alisson.
Yes.
Right. How many games of Courtois have you watched to know that he's better than Nick Pope for you to have changed
that
opinion?
Not tons, but I just know. Sometimes you just know Courtois.
Do you think, Nick Pope's a better goalkeeper than Ter Stegen, Neuer?
I think if I'm picking the top 10 based off the seasons that everyone's just had, I think Nick Pope's had a fucking phenomenal season. And he's in one of the most overachieving defences and teams in the world.
The thing I have with your argument is you're picking for Newcastle United. You're not picking. Let's just say we're creating a neutral team, pitch side FC. We get one player picks for the keeper. You're picking.
You'd have him as third
Pope
choice
over.
I've picked under number one how good they are, but number two,
you've picked him third because he plays for Newcastle.
Yeah,
that is literally.
No, honestly, he wouldn't even be in the list if he was. If he was still at Burnley, you wouldn't even thought.
No, so say Raya for example.
You keep going on about Pope season, all these things you bring up. It's only because you look so deep into it because you want to so desperately believe he's as good as you want him to be, and he isn't.
He's
isn't.
was best defence, mate.
He isn't the third best goalie in the world. He just isn't.
I would take Barcelona's defence and goalie over Newcastle defence.
Okay, so you have watched a transition of Newcastle being shit at the back with an average keeper to a pretty half decent keeper with a relatively good defence, and now you think
pretty half decent is all he is.
Not. He's not third best in the world. Is what I'm saying is an improvement on what you used to have. So you've elevated his status in your mind when he's not there yet.
I think there's a lot of players. Same with Raya, where if you don't play at the biggest of clubs, the biggest names.
What are you on about? Raya's getting linked to
Let me finish. I say yes, very overlooked because you know it's not popular to say that you know someone from a club that's not at the top four is as good as they are. Nick Pope's been fantastic for years. He was great at Burnley, but he was massively overlooked because
No,
that's a thing in football.
He's a good keeper when defences are active. He's a good shot stopper, right? And what was the argument we all had about playing it out of the back in modern football?
He's the best sweeper in the world. Well, one of the best in the world.
He got sent off the only time he tried to do it.
He's been...
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Name a better sweeper keeper than Nick Pope currently.
Neuer still. Edison.
Neuer with a broken leg.
Onana is better.
Ter Stegen. Onana.
I'll give you Neuer.
Yeah, Moynihan is better.
Edison's highlighted with being a good sweeper because he's still shit and goal.
Are you fucking serious? You think Nick Pope's a better sweeper than Edison?
I think it's a closer comparison than you're giving him credit for.
Can go on to the next thing.
No, go
on to the next thing. I'm going to throw some at him.
That's close to one of the worst things you've
done. What you've just done here is ruined the legacy and respectability of pitchside.
And we didn't have much to begin with.
Yeah. So when it's next week and we do top 10 defenders.
You're not doing lists again.
I can only say what I feel.
We don't hate Nick Pope.
Nick Pope's a good goalkeeper. The same Nick Pope who's third choice at England. Third? And you've got him third in the world? Fucking pick that one out.
We can't start talking about Southgate's decisions because Maguire, like we've said, is number one choice at centre back when we all know he's absolutely shy.
No, I know, but I've got Ramsdale in my top 10 and he's second choice, but I haven't got him third.
Look, I'm not saying I don't pick with my heart. I'm not saying I don't.
No, you pick.
If that's the case, why have you finally come around to the idea that Alisson is better than Pope?
Yeah, hang on. I thought, that's a weird one.
If you don't pick with your heart.
Did that change around like the League Cup final period?
We had a discussion at the end of season awards,
You
mate.
Said the other week Pope had a better season than Alisson, but you've just said you've picked this list based on last season, so why is Pope not first?
It's all about balancing the
Balancing what?
You forget what your opinions are.
Don't deserve the hate they get, but you deserve.
Yeah, you really do. I agree with that.
And that's coming from me, man.
I'm not one to encourage cyberbullying. Look, that's your prime example.
Believe me, I'm not here to be popular. I'm just here to say how I feel. I promise you, that's how I feel. I'm not taking the piss.
You can't believe he's the third best goalie in the world.
I imagine that this is coming from a place that I literally love this guy like my son. Yeah, so like
when people like get checked in places and they don't understand they've gone crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're telling you you've gone crazy and you still don't get it. In 2 weeks' time, you look back and remember, shit, I actually went crazy, but I didn't realise.
Do you know what annoys me though? I was rinsed for so many things.
Cheese sandwiches
this
were fucking Marmite.
Top four Newcastle, I was rinsed the same way. But it's unpopular.
Shit,
at the time
is that Lewis mentioning again he called top four? What about all the other shitters you had?
It's unpopular at
Lewis,
the time
you said
where
Nick Pope is the third best goalie in the world.
And what if he goes on now to have the best season in the world?
And what if I grow a vagina on my head?
All of a sudden, this was a wonderful shout. I reckon we're going to see Nick
you
Pope.
You say so many stupid things over and over, then you get one thing right and you live off that. I predicted top four Newcastle.
Name one more that's not
I bet you won't. They're not getting out the group stage in the Champions League.
That's mental.
But then when you don't get to the semi-final,
is going to have a better season and is a better keeper than Pope. Yes, fact, correct.
He may have a better season. Well, he's a better keeper.
So why is he not third? What the fuck are you on about? So he is a better goalie, but you put Pope ahead of him. So you're only picking Pope high because you played for Newcastle.
One thing you have to come into
No one listens to anything you say.
One thing you have to come into the thought process is some players, Edison, for example, playing in the best team literally in the world. So of course he's going to appear to be a better keeper.
Why do you think he plays for the best team in the world?
When you're a better keeper playing in a worse team and you're managing to raise their levels higher, hence bringing Newcastle into the top four.
I'm saying
it's harder to be a good keeper in a worse team.
I completely disagree. No,
that's the exact opposite of where it's good to be a
because you have
keeper.
Less to do with the better teams.
Yeah, no, but
so it's way harder to still make the saves and do the right things when you constantly get. Oh my God!
No,
fucking Sam Johnston got in the England team playing for Albion because you get peppered shots every week.
If you're a more active goalkeeper, you're made to look better because you have more to do. It's like the two keepers. Two seasons ago, when they both got relegated, Areola, nominated as one of the best keepers in the league, and Sam Johnston
got in the England squad. Yeah. He's never good enough to play for England.
Well, we can't start just deciding these lists
off. You just fucking pulled that up.
It was your argument.
No, say off the England setup. I'm saying that has nothing to do with it because it's not really the player's choice.
Johnston made that many good saves because he was getting peppered.
Yeah, Dean Henderson, Sheffield United.
Right, I'm saying
the be all and end all.
Pick Edison, put him in a worse defence and you'll get found out.
Fucking idiot though, innit?
Well, we've got another chance to bully Lewis because the next topic is going to be building our Premier League 11.
I started really calm then when he said Pope. I just can't fucking handle it.
Lads, who's your one and two? I said it was going to be about
who you want?
Courtois and Alisson.
But
Pope had a better season than Alisson and he picked that list based on last season, but Pope's below
Alisson. You have to balance it on their season and their ability.
So work that one.
You have to balance it on their season and their ability. So, you know, it's two things that come together.
But you said Pope was better than Alisson?
In the season, but overall in ability-wise, I think Alisson is better. That's why it's higher up.
We
have to balance it with how they perform currently and how you actually think they perform overall. Otherwise, Almiron will be...
How old's Nick Pope? And he's
like 31, I think.
Oh, right. No big clubs ever coming from him. That's weird, isn't it?
Newcastle United.
So, Premier League 11.
Yeah, so Premier League 11. Stipulations are one player from each club. I think we've probably done this five times, so let's run with the sixth.
I think I've cooked.
No, can I do mine first?
Bro's cooking.
No, I think
you go
best.
First for this, so Tom, you go first.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm going to make you go first, because that's...
You're not doing one. You're not having one.
Go on then.
I've got to calm down first. Right, in goal, Emi Martinez. Right back, Kieran Trippier.
Oh, interesting.
Left back, Luke Shaw. Then my two centre-halves have gone for Johnny Stones and Max Kilman.
Luke Shaw, left-back?
Yeah, I really like Max Kilman.
Is he not moved?
Not yet.
Oh,
okay. I think Napoli are going to pull out.
Yeah, okay.
Because Wolves have rejected, so I think he's going to stay.
Be in my consideration.
I think I had him down as a shout for England last year until Ming started performing again, because I think he could have taken that left-footed role in the squad. In midfield, I've got Caicedo, because he's still technically a Brighton player. Holding.
That is ridiculous, but okay.
Why? He hasn't left. He's still a Brighton player.
It's interesting you picked him, but yeah.
Then my other two is Enzo Fernandez and Eze.
Enzo?
Yeah.
Eze's a good child.
Enzo's going to cook this season.
Eze, then,
along with Mudryk.
Then, yeah. And then up front, I've got Salah on the right, Martinelli on the left, Harry Kane up front.
Wow. Well, I think my squad eats your squad up for dinner.
No way.
Well, I'll go in the middle because I'm in the middle.
Just think of how solid that is. There's no weakness. No weakness at all in that team.
Okay.
Mine's a little bit different, which is no surprise. Why are you laughing?
I was just going,
but don't.
In goal, I also have Emi Martinez. I think, picks itself. Reece James at right back. I have Agird and Ben Mee.
That's a bit of an average. Average.
Stinkosaurus Rex.
Estepinian at left back. Mm-hmm. Now, I have two 50-50s here. And it depends what way the team wants to play.
You've got to commit to one. You can only say one.
I will go with Rice and Rodri.
Ooh.
I could have gone...
So you're just playing two centre mids?
And Bruno G.
Okay, that's not a decent balance. I like that.
And then up front, I have Rashford, Kane and Salah.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah.
This is the best team coming right up.
I think I'm taking my team over that, but right.
I struggled with centre backs.
Yeah, your centre backs.
Everything else was fine, but
centre backs were poor. In goal, Martinez from Villa.
Mm.
Right. Are you going to name the clubs as well? Because yeah. Obviously people don't know where they play, right?
Unnecessary.
I liked how you're doing it.
That was very rude, actually.
You caught my centre backs poor, so 1-1.
Got Reece James from Chelsea at right back.
Yeah.
I got Rico Henry at left back from Brentford.
Yeah, I did think of him, but I left him.
Centre half. Now, I was going to put Estupiñan at left back, but I didn't. And this is why. Centre halves of Dunk and Anderson from Palace.
Mm, that is an average centre half.
That's as bad as mine.
Yeah, that's not that much. Yeah, that's.
But if anything, a girl and Dunk. Me.
This is where I win off on my defence. My back five is solid as a rock.
Lewis Dunk.
Ben Mee's as good as Lewis Dunk.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Anderson. Unbelievable.
He's not unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He's a good centre half.
You could have gone Gehi instead, actually, because Gehi's left foot.
Yeah, I was going to go Gehi, but I just prefer Addison.
Okay.
I got three centre mids of Bruno G.
Yes.
KDB.
Yeah.
And Deki R.
Yeah, that's. I nearly. Yeah.
Declan Rice, Kevin De Bruyne, and Bruno G.
That's a
front
midfield.
Three of Salah, Rashford, Kane.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I had.
You it's know, not though, is it? You got Rodri.
No, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's why I said the 50-50.
I honestly think I'll nick that with my back five.
There's absolutely no way.
How? Yours is definitely not the best here.
Mate, yours is not the best.
I think it is, mate.
Mate, your left wing's Martinelli.
Yeah.
Who's really good at football.
Who's your midfield again?
Caicedo, Eze, and Enzo.
I said it, Eze, and Enzo.
So you've got two Chelsea players.
I feel like Rice, Bruno G, yeah, and Rodri or KDB is better than
I'll take that, yeah, your midfield wins.
And our front three is better as well.
Yeah, our front three is
Salah, Kane, Rashford.
All the goals Martinelli scores.
Yeah.
Rashford's purple.
Why not? We've got Saka in, mate.
Because I wanted Salah. I was going to go Salah's Diaz. I was going to go Luis Diaz and Saka, but I'll
you
switch.
Can't. No, you can't. I'll you switch. Can't not have Salah.
What's your defence again?
Trippier, Shaw, Stones, and Kilman.
Yeah, that's a quite good defence.
Pretty good, actually.
That's a very good defence.
Yeah, but you went Stones as your City player. I feel like that's sacrificing.
Yeah, but you're bottom heavy.
Don't care. Johnny. No, I'm not. No, because your midfield are better, but not way better.
Our team would overrun your team.
No chance, because my defence is a bigger gap of being better than your defence, but our midfields, yours is only slightly better. Do you hear what I mean, bro?
Rice, Bruno,
and then
G, Rodri.
Threes
Rice, Bruno,
the
Rice, Bruno, G, Rodri. You lot wouldn't see the ball, mate.
Yeah,
you
bollocks.
Know. What with Caicedo recovering it?
Well, you got two Chelsea players. As I said
no. He's not a Chelsea player.
Anyway,
time
for yours again.
Yeah, no, I've actually got the best one. I'm really excited because like this is the first time I might win one of these.
Okay.
Don't so, Raya, set up with that.
Raya in goal, Brentford. No, it's actually class. So Raya in goal for Brentford.
Yeah. Brentford.
Reece James, right back. Diego Carlos from Aston Villa.
Yeah, who didn't play one game last season.
Still playing there. We know he's a good player.
If you're going to do that, I'd pick Pau Torres.
Yeah, well done, mate. Well done, mate.
So then Varane and Estupiñan. So solid defence and goalkeeper.
Your Man United player was Varane.
Yeah.
What?
Trust me, because you're going to see right now.
What about Martinez?
You could have picked.
Oh, yeah. I
think Martinez is better than Varane.
Martinez is better than Varane. That's shit. Like KDB, Paqueta from West Ham, and Rice in the middle. Outright, Salah, Isak out left, Harry Kane up front.
You ruined it.
You actually just killed the entire...
You ruined it.
With Isak?
He's very good.
There's no winger, really. I've got a great balance across all. There's no weak area in that team.
I don't think any of that, other than your two defence, I think...
We went top heavy.
Yeah,
that's the thing. If you
who's your midfield again?
Committed to it as well.
It was KDB, Paqueta from West Ham, and then Rice.
Yeah, that's the worst midfield.
That is the worst midfield.
Because
you're swapping Lucas Paqueta for Rodri in mine, and
I
you're
don't get why you've put
Bruno
Paqueta
G
in
for Paqueta.
I don't know, man. I like Paqueta. He's creative, though. He's not bad at all, by any means.
You know, he's decent.
He's good.
I know, but like, you have to, for taking a player from a lower team on the list, like, rather that than like...
But you could have had Bruno G and then a different left winger.
Yeah,
the way it bounces out, there's no other winger, unless I use like Mitoma, but then I lose Estupiñan. So it's like...
I feel like you've wasted a spot on Martinez there, then.
And like Martinez is just the classic goalie because he's Villa. You're not going to use another Villa player.
It was who did you use from Man United?
Yeah. I'd look Rashford.
Yeah, okay.
I thought yours clears our team. So.
Yeah,
yours,
I do think mine's
yours
decent.
Is the worst.
I think mine's pretty clear.
Yours is the worst. I'm not even joking.
I'm not sure
you've pieced yours together
just to fit like Isaac in
squad.
Yeah, it's nice and balanced, man.
We sacked that off and went, right, we'll just build the best front six.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
And I committed to it, so I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to struggle with this.
Well, you lost.
I don't think about that.
Well, let us know who's won.
Yeah, actually,
top 10 keepers.
We're all going to be biased to our own teams, aren't we?
Yeah, let us know your teams in the comments down below and drop a like and subscribe. And while you do that, make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And say that again, like you're not being held at gunpoint.
Guys, before we move on to the quiz, we have to touch on the news that finally, after all these weeks,
Messi.
That's the first photo I've ever seen of David Beckham where he actually looks like he's aged.
I mean, he's about 50.
No, he's not.
Beckham? He's got to be late 40s now.
Mid-40s? Yeah.
Have you seen the photo that he actually...
No, I don't know what you're talking about, in all honesty.
48 look, years old.
48?
Told ya.
You just fucking... I know David Beckham.
I know ages, bro.
What?
No, honestly, he's aged for the first time.
Are you going to show me a picture of him or what? It's not a photo.
I mean, he doesn't look... He looks good for 48, mate.
I think that's very hard.
That's what my dream was last night.
Coming from someone who looks 48.
I was at the swimming pool last night.
I was at the swimming pool.
And Beckham, I was with Beckham and making friends and whatnot.
Well, that's not.
And he just started getting angry at me. I was like, what are you doing?
David, was this a
sex dream?
No, and like.
David, why are you angry at me?
I was like, oh, I'm just taking my be real. And he was like, what?
Fuck off. In your dream, you're going, sorry, Dave, just taking my be real.
Like, even in your own dream, you're like, tragic.
Yeah, well, ask me for a photo next time.
You can't even escape the reality of embarrassment in your dreams.
And he was well embarrassed with me, and that, I felt really ashamed of myself.
So you were like, Dave, stop it. And he was like, sorry, Theo, I'll stop it. And he just went to each other.
Anyways.
You just getting my be real in your speedos.
Anyways. Into Miami, bottom of the league. They signed Messi and Biscuits.
And who?
Biscuits.
Third year Biscuits. Does Messi score a goal and does he help him get to the playoffs?
Scored one goal.
I don't know. This is the honest answer. I've got no idea.
Where do we watch Into Miami's?
Apple TV, man.
No, but I mean, like, what days is it on? Saturdays.
It's very sporadic. No,
see, that's what I mean.
Isn't it like the 23rd is debut?
Of July.
Does that mean like their games? Because are they? Yeah, so their games will be on the evening for us.
Yeah, so it'll be Eastern.
So you're the American MLS correspondent as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be the correspondent.
It'll be 5 hours.
Not to get you now, don't worry, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Unless they're playing on the West Coast.
Their first game is the 21st of August.
You'd think that with a prep sheet, the person that produced it.
Yeah, you'd know.
What are you trying to search?
I think they have friendlies, but their first league game is the 21st of August.
Where are they tainted to come in this league? Where are they odds on to finish?
I'd probably say middle diddle.
Really?
I don't know.
Lionel Messi.
I really don't.
Because
LAFC are quite good, aren't they? And I think LA Galaxy are quite good.
New York City, man. The New York Red Bull.
LAFC have got like Vela, haven't they?
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. Still going.
I don't know how.
Been there for ages.
But yeah, I don't know the league well enough to.
All right, question.
Let's have a look at the Eastern Conference.
You've said that they're going to finish middle of the table, but how many goals individually does Lionel Messi get? Or contributions, goal contributions.
I really don't know.
In this MLS season.
Well, look.
How many goals did it play? Is it 24?
Inter Miami are rock bottom.
Just not a number.
Yeah. They're rock bottom. The leaders are Cincinnati.
I'm going to go...
New England Patriots second.
No, it's not.
It's fucking NFL.
The Revolution, you div.
Get baited.
I want a Dolphins
I'll go
hat. 30. I know this shit.
I'll go 30.
30... How many games do they have?
30 goal contributions.
Bro, he's not scoring.
How many games do they have?
Isn't it 24? No, so you said goal contribution.
23.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 and 20. Yeah, that's fine. That's
34 matches.
34?
34 matches.
Oh, he gets
Oh, are they on like a summer break or something? Is it too hot?
Yeah, their season goes from fall to...
Yeah.
Winter to fall.
Yeah.
No, fall.
Why are you calling it fall, you freak?
Because that's how they call it.
They're winning.
That's when he plays football in America, do you remember?
They'll go fall to spring.
Autumn.
Fall?
It's autumn.
Fall.
How many games has he got left then? So he's got 11 games left.
No, he's got about 12 games.
Okay, he's got 12 games left. How many goals/assists does he get?
20.
Yeah, I reckon so. Two a game-ish.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, why not? There's going to be games.
But what happens if Inter Miami are actually just so... But what happens if Inter Miami are just so bad? He just... It's like, lads, I can't do it.
I think, no, we must get Santa Alba now. I think that'll be all right.
Have you got Jordi Alba?
Yeah.
Let's build a brand Barca.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2012 Barca all over again.
How's Beckham affording all this?
they've got loads of investors and stuff, haven't they? He doesn't own it fully.
Yeah, but he's got a part of it.
I think he's like the face of it.
Look, anyway,
it's commercial, isn't it?
Messi, we wish you all the best, but I think Saudi League is probably going to prosper more than the MLS.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, it's cool. I'd like to go to an Inter Miami game. It'd be quite cool. I like the whole pink vibe.
Yeah, I do. The black and pink looks good.
Yeah. I actually bought an Inter Miami jacket before they made it big time, you know, a few years ago. When I was in Miami.
How long has that club been established for?
Like 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, not a long.
Is it much. Actually that young?
Yeah, I bought like one of their first kits. Because I was in Miami. I was like, wow, I want to support Miami.
Yeah.
The Dolphins.
Yeah, Miami.
And then you go, my club bought Messi, man. It's cool.
Okay.
Nice.
Anyways, hey. Moving on to the quiz.
Is this a better one this week? Because you fucking stunk the gaff out for the last few weeks.
I don't think we did. No, I think you were just bad at them.
No, you did.
No, you were just bad.
I literally won the last one, so eat
wait,
my
play, man. Buzzer noises, please.
Delusion.
Oh. Pessy.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
That's cheating.
What do you mean, yep, no?
Can't do that.
Yeah, it is.
Be longer than that.
To Stegen.
Cool. So we're going to play a game of name the free agent. Now, this is according to Transfer Market that these players are currently free agents.
So is there their career path?
No. I'll give you a few clues. Guess who?
Oh, okay.
So number one, he is Colombian. He has...
Delusion. James Rodriguez.
No.
To Stegen. Morelos.
No.
Pessy.
Okay, but you could have waited for the rest of the clue there.
What country? Colombian?
Yeah.
You like Colombia, the striker. Fuck, what's his name?
Oh, shut up, mate.
The striker. It's the striker.
Jeez, no that.
Can I push you for a guess?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it was the striker.
Hurry up.
Get three, two.
Roger Carlos.
No. he has played at Barcelona and Everton.
Matt Pessy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Yerry Mina.
Mina.
Is he a free agent? I didn't know.
Yeah, apparently. Now, a lot of these are quite recent, so I don't know if like...
Didn't he say that he told Everton fans when he was ambushed in the street that he was going to stay regardless of what happened?
Yeah.
And now he's just gone.
So maybe some of them are like waiting around to sort contracts and finalise.
That's Point Baker, though.
According to the Transfer Market, they've expired.
Oh, Timo Werner, ladder.
Number two. Started career at Barcelona before returning there later on down the line. He has just left a Premier League club and probably benches the most out of everyone in the Premier League.
Delusion.
Pessy. Oh, shit.
Adama.
Yeah.
Adama Traore is correct.
God, I knew it, man.
Number three, he has won 3 FA Cups. He's a right back.
To Stegen.
You got to say it when you say it, mate.
Oh, he's not a free agent, though.
Say it anyway.
Just thought of Carl Walker, but it's wrong.
No. And he's Spanish.
Delusion.
Pessy.
Hector Bellerin.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Question number four. He was the top goal scorer at a World Cup.
To Stegen.
Oh.
Griezmann.
No. He has won trophies in Spain, Germany, Portugal.
Pessy. Lucas Podolski.
No.
What the fuck?
No, because he did have a bang of a tournament 1 year.
And Argentina.
What?
So he's won trophies in Spain, Germany, Portugal and Argentina. Had an unsuccessful stint in the Premier League.
Unsuccessful?
Mm-hmm.
He's won the World Cup.
I'm surprised he's a
top goal scorer.
Oh,
I didn't say he won it. I said he's top goal scorer.
No, you can't go.
No, I can't, but I know who it is.
I feel like he's retired, surely. Delusion. Diego Forlan.
No.
To Stegen. Ana Valencia.
No.
Oh.
Well, the clue is someone here has already guessed them for a previous question.
Delusion.
Pessy.
James Rodriguez.
Yes.
He was the top goal scorer at the World Cup.
He was a really good goal.
I think he was joint, yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
There was four of them, wasn't there?
Yeah. Another huge dub for Garrett.
2010, man.
Question number five. Has won... Oh, that's annoying. I didn't write down the name for who this person is. You know, I'm trying to figure out who.
We'll just say it anyway.
Has won one FA Cup, spent his whole career in the Premier League before moving to France. Oh, no hit. He has 33 senior caps for England. So won an FA Cup, spent his whole career in the Premier League before moving to France. He has 33 senior caps for England.
Oh,
what the fuck?
I originally thought something. Right.
That's both two teams that you played for in the Premier League wore blue.
Pessy.
Oh.
Joe Cole.
No.
Oh, he's retired.
No, but.
Delph?
No.
No.
Joe Cole retired ages ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you've got kinky cells in this one, though.
Both wore blue.
It's to France.
God. Oh. There's not many fucking English players who play. Oh, he's. You know, he's retired, though. He's a man. I was going to say. He's a manager who I'm thinking of. Are you sure this is. He's still a player?
Yeah, he's still a player.
Active.
Yeah, yeah.
Say it, man.
No, because I know he's managing fucking.
You're going to have to push you for a guess.
Must have played for Chelsea, right?
Gonna have to push you out.
Joey Barton, but I know he's a manager.
No.
Ter Stegen.
Oh.
I don't think he's got the England caps. There. Okay.
No, I'm just doing it now.
Two teams in blue. Danny Drinkwater.
No.
Yeah.
So the teams in blue that you played for were Everton and Chelsea.
Yeah, we knew anyway. Yeah.
He's played at the same team last season as Schmeichel.
I know it. I fucking know it.
Oh no.
I know it. I actually know this.
At Nice.
Yeah.
It's at Nice. Mm. Ross Barkley.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was at Nice last year, really.
Okay, bonus question.
Oh, that's really hard.
That was a hard one.
He has played for Marseille.
He made 33 England caps.
Yeah.
Ross Barkley.
It's been early in his career, wasn't it? Has played for Marseille, Swansea, and West Ham in his career.
Delusion. Are you?
Yes. Good job.
Well.
Which one?
That was fun. What?
Which one?
Are you?
Yeah, but which one?
He's right, actually. Which one?
Which one do you mean?
Are you?
No, which one?
I'm going to leave
no, first
name.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I need a first name.
Oh, God.
I need a first name.
I don't know.
I know which one it is.
It's incorrect if you can't give me first name.
Oh, come on.
Which one?
Andre?
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck. Jordan Isaac Palace, isn't it?
TGs, man.
There we go. Good job.
That was a one fucking in the bag. Demolition, brother.
Well, as always, guys, thank you so much for listening. Another week goes by until we're back to full flight football season.
And we won't be doing any more top tens because we haven't got many left.
Yeah, we've only got defenders, actually.
Yeah, so. Maybe wingers as well.
We could probably rinse that for a few more weeks.
Yeah, we'll keep it going. Thank you again for listening. If you've...
Why are you making this so awkward?
Yeah. How do I forget to do it?
Thanks for coming and doing it. And
don't forget to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we will see you all next week.
Woo. Bye.
Bye.